sweetie. That's good. What am I up to? Nothing really. Just lazing in bed. It's all rainy and windy outside. So much better here. All warm and snug. It's nice to do nothing. You should join me. Come on. Do it. I bet if I got you in here with me, if you dare to hop into this cuddle party, I bet you wouldn't want to leave. I bet you'd get swallowed up by the bed. By how incredibly soft it is. So warm and luxurious. Have anything to do today. It's the perfect weather for cuddling. I don't think there's anything better than a good day spent in bed, do you? Didn't think so. Come on, climb in. The bed is so soft and fluffy. There's lots of space, I promise. There we go. Arm around me. Squeeze me tight. That's it. Isn't that so much better? How long has it been since we just relaxed? Had nothing in the world to worry about? You think we really, really deserve a nice long cuddle? Just two sweet peas in a pod, wrapped up in each other's arms, all snug and toasty under the covers. We can just pull the covers over our head and forget about the world. We don't even need the pillow. This blanket is large enough. It just curls up to support our heads. And now it's just you and me in our own super soft blanket shell. Isn't it so nice to be wrapped up, nice and tight, in each other's arms, just completely enveloped, taken care of, loved. I don't think there's anything better. It just reassures you that everything will be okay, and that's what a good cuddle really is. Feeling that you're cared for, knowing that everything will be alright. You deserve a good cuddle, to know how special you are, and how wanted you are. Oh, I might just fall asleep if we keep this up. No, I wouldn't fall asleep on you. Not when we're having such a good cuddle. Besides, I want to stay awake with you, savor every second I spend with you. I love it when our cuddles are so close and intimate. You usually only give me little hugs now and then. When you hold me tight like this, it reminds me of, well, it's a bit sappy, but it reminds me of prom. Remember the dance? Gosh, that was almost a year ago now. You Actually, wow, today, it's been exactly a year since today. Can you believe that? A whole year. I can't believe it's already been a year. I wonder if I still have my dress around here. Do you remember it? It was all purple, but like, iridescent. A-line silhouette style with a V-neck and a thin strap. And it was perfectly pleated. Every time I would spin it would go whoosh. I'm pretty sure I spent half the time wearing it just spinning. Back and forth. Something about those dresses trigger like a childlike fantasy of being a princess in a Disney movie. What about you? Did you keep the suit you wore? A rental? Boo! That's no fun. Oh, but you look so good in it. Oh, I remember you were very handsome. Still are. My jaw legit dropped when I first saw you. I'm being serious. You were too nervous to realize. Oh, you fooled me. Acting all cool, putting the corsage on me and then linking arms with me. I positively blushed. I was very impressed. Especially after the way you asked me out. What? I wasn't upset. You just worried me, that's all. Waiting until the last possible minute to ask me to prom. First I was worried that you were going to skip it entirely. And then I was worried you were going to chew getting all the words out. I've never seen you look so panicked as that day. Do you really think I was going to say no? Or worse? Bite your head off. I don't bite much. Remember that song? You know, the one we sang in the car. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the night is cloudy, there is still a light that shines on me. Shining until tomorrow, let it be. Was so much fun. I don't think I'd ever heard you sing before. You should sing more. I'll be your karaoke buddy. No. Aww. Let's see. What happened after the car ride? Our photos. Oh, we got a photo taken together. But it's around here somewhere. You looked like the happiest guy on earth. Part of me wants to climb out of bed and find those footage. No, no, the cuddle is too good. No strength to leave. I'll find them later, you'll see. Honestly? The actual prom was pretty standard, at least at the start. You'd think with how much the movies glorify it, that at least some of the tropes would be true. No one spiked the punch. No giant declarations of love were made to anyone. Nor were there any hilarious love triangles to witness. Hell, do you even remember who was crowned prom queen? Jules? Jessica? Some of it a J name? Rebecca? Right. Why was I thinking her name started with a J? Whatever. My point was, nothing crazy happened like in those movies. Just a bunch of kids dancing and eating. Oh, shush you. I didn't say it was boring. It was still special. I got to see you dance after all. Oh, sweetie, I love you, but your footwork could always use some more practice. And that thing you do with your arms. No, that's not dancing. That's signaling for help. I said your dancing was cool. I think what I meant to say was, you not caring how ridiculous you looked made you look cool. To me at least. And I'm sure I'm the only one you were trying to impress anyway. I actually thought that I was the one who was going to have to convince you to dance. I had it all planned out. A speech on why participation was important. A whole list on why dancing would be a rewarding experience. I was even prepared to give the old, it doesn't matter if you're not good at dancing. But no. The second we got in there, you pulled me towards the dance floor. Like I said, so cool. What happened to the shy kid who took months to ask me out? Ah, so me saying yes gave you all the confidence you needed. Well, I'm glad it did, because you made it a very special night. Your friends were cool too. Remember you were worried that I wouldn't get along with your friends? Completely unwarranted, as I proved. We had a great time. Your friends were so much fun. I wish I knew them better back during school. Gosh, I haven't thought about school for so long. 1 year out and I've already forgotten. That's public school for you. At least prom wasn't at school. Where did we go? Some hotel, I forgot the name of it. It looked lovely though, the place was huge. Remember that giant chandelier in the middle of the room? I know it wasn't for there, just for the prom, but it looked beautiful. It was the perfect place for us to dance under. Anyway. The reason my cuddles remind me of prom was mainly because of the dancing. You know, our dance. The slow dance. You were all crazy limbs for the casual dancing. But as soon as the slow music came on, you gave me the look. The look you're giving me right now. The one that tells me you're only thinking of you and me. You pulled me in close and put your hand on my waist, like this. And then we danced. Was like the movies, for me at least, being held tightly in your arms, my face snugly buried in your shoulder, while you danced gently. You didn't step on my foot, not even once. That's a moment I truly wish could have lasted forever, being embraced by you for eternity. I could hear your heart beating as fast as mine. I imagine we were both thinking the same thing, so I took the lead, just for a moment, and I kissed you. I felt so loved in your arms, and you didn't even mind that all your friends were watching. It was our little moment in time. But eventually, the dance ended. But you didn't let go of me. You didn't want to let go. I love that about you. And neither did I. Still, the night wasn't over. Just yet. Your friends invited us to that after party. It wasn't the official after party, nor the unofficial real after party. I knew that neither of us wanted to go to those. But a small gathering of close friends. And that's the best kind of party, in my opinion. You kinda just chill. Think we played a game? Uno or something? Either way, it was fun. Telling stories and jokes with everyone. After a while, when the party started to die down, you took my hand and told me to follow you. You led me outside so we could be alone. Found that little spot in the backyard on the grass. I honestly was a little worried that you were going to try something. However, you were such a gentleman when we just talked. And we held each other. Kinda like we are now. That was honestly one of the most romantic moments in my life. These special little moments where we just cuddle and talk. My favorite moments. I think we fell asleep on the grass. Remember? Your friend's mom threw a blanket over us while we slept. So glad it didn't rain that night. Sleeping outdoors isn't something I enjoy doing. But during that summer night, it was perfect. And speaking of sleeping, did I already mention how I could fall asleep like this? I don't want to, but I will if we don't get up. Right now, I think I'll sleep. I mean it. If you don't do something, fall asleep. And then you'll be stuck here. Because I won't let go. You have to sleep too. Or else. Get cranky or something. I'm warning you. Even tighter now. So